Got the A-team here. Tom's got the little tubs.
We'll call order Board of Works for November 24th. Need approval of the minutes for the November 10th meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Department head reports. Steve Beeman.
We get a brochure.
Nice.
Steve Beeman, Vincent's Parks. You have a brochure that we've been working on. We've had it printed through Ewing. We'll start handing those out with reservations and things and at our programs, and then have it at local businesses and banks and things like that. It's got a listing of all of our parks, all of our fees. We also have a tear-off sheet on the back for our non-permanent fund through the Community Foundation for individuals that want to donate.
That's nice. That's good.
Okay.
Next Friday, the 5th, with WFML 96.7 and Tilly Photography out of Oaktown. We're having our pictures with Santa at the enclosed shelter house like we've had the last 4 or 5 years. The Shriner group will be there to give out hot chocolate. This is from 5 to 7.
What's the cost on that, or is there a cost?
It's all free.
That's free?
Yeah.
Free photo with Santa?
Yeah, what they'll do is take a picture, and then you can go to their website.
Great.
And get that picture. If you want more copies, you can pay for those.
Yeah, nice.
The 13th of December, we will have our cookies with Santa. We used to do a lunch, and now we've just kind of went down to this. It's earlier in the day. It's at 10:30. We will be sending out flyers to the schools next week. It's for the first 100 participants, third grade and under, that call in. They will get to see Santa, have cookies and punch, and they'll make a craft, a Christmas ornament that they can take home with them, and that's free also.
Where's that at?
At the Fort Sackville room at Vincennes University.
Oh. Yeah, VU kids to help you with that? Or?
No, we put it on. We thank VU, though, every year. They let us use the facility for free. And then our light pole decorating contest will start usually this weekend after Thanksgiving. People are already decorating, and that'll go until the end of the year.
Who the heck's making the toys if you guys are tying up Santa Claus this many times?
He has help. But that's all.
Thanks, Steve. Street department.
You got a brochure?
I'm sorry?
You have a brochure?
I mean, no, I don't. Bryce Anderson, Street Department. We're in our fourth week, I think, picking up leaves. Yes, we are running behind, but not unusual. And secondly, I've heard some talk about the Kimmel Road. As soon as we can get the right paint for the right temperature, we'll try to straighten that up out there. We put a lot of rubber down there, and you can't hardly see the lines now.
Then the striping on Kimmel Road where they did the cracks.
Oh, yeah. That is it's actually kind of hypnotizing.
Yeah, it is. It's like being in the midst of a snowstorm.
Right.
Thanks, Bryce. Police department. They'd be here.
You're looking pretty relaxed there, Chief.
They can
undercover.
Vacation this week. We are at 10,000 and just about 200 calls so far for the year. Some of the things we've been doing in the last couple of weeks, we've had a lot of training going on for some of our state required things. We're making sure everybody's got that all wrapped up here. That included emergency vehicles, and of course we talk about pursuit driving and driving safely and using due regard and all that, so that's always important training. We did not drive this year. We used this year to have an opportunity to go over our policies with all the officers and talk about some situations there. We also did pepper ball and pepper spray and handgun, rifle. We've threw a lot of them in here towards the end of the year, and once again, I'm proud to say we've had more training hours in this year than we've had in a long time, so I'm glad of that. We have had a few maintenance issues come up here. The one significant repair is a transmission that went out on one of the vehicles, and we have money in our budget for that. We're getting that taken care of. The only other thing that I did have down was a reminder about Black Friday coming up, and we've been real fortunate this year so far with things, and we want everybody to remember that if you do go out and shop for Christmas, that keep your doors locked, keep your valuables put out of sight and in your vehicles. If you're hopping around to different places, try to keep those valuables out of sight.
It starts at 4 o'clock Thursday.
Four o'clock Thursday. So, yep, it's upon us. I think that's it.
Okay, thanks, Dustin. We're going to skip the city engineer.
Yeah, let's skip the city engineer.
No old business. We'll go to new business. Curb cut on Parkinson Street. Dan Shepherd and John Spring.
I've been working with John. We're building a new building over on Parkinson, right next to 13th and Parkinson for our new building. What we're coming here to do is... John's actually wrote up all the plans for us. What I need to do is get a curb cut so that we can get in and out of our overhead garage, and we're going to redo the sidewalk and then handicap accessible and stuff like that.
That's good.
Okay. So we'll make a motion to approve the curb cut on Parkinson Street pending the city engineer's submitted plans.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, you're good.
Great.
Thanks. Next is 13th Street. It used to be
red. Looks nice. It's a nice building.
Petition to convert mutual drain to regulated drain, Dick Vermillion.
Sounds like a shell game to me. I'm not sure. Come on up.
I don't know how familiar Steve and Mark are with this, so I'm going to let them look at the map.
Okay.
Okay. But we've been working with the mayor on this item for quite some time, and Vincent Utility Services Board, Vincent Board of Utility Departments. But what we're doing is we're trying to set up a funding mechanism for maintenance on Mill Creek. Okay, now Mill Creek basically starts down here. This is Old Wheatland Road. You got the cloverleaf out here, the Executive Inn, the girls' softball diamond in that area. This is Hillcrest Road. But Mill Creek starts down here and winds through this rural property around these subdivisions, up through this way, actually going through the cloverleaf, the pipes under the eject that everybody's familiar with. And then it comes down, it runs along behind Rex's Body Shop and John Ford Sawmill and the Softball Diamonds and through the BU Baseball Diamond and the Snap Street. This red dashed line over here represents the portion of Mill Creek that is currently regulated drain under the drainage board and has a funding mechanism. Basically, the area in yellow is paying the assessment for the maintenance on that. that was a flaw in how the ditch was set up back in the early 70s. It's kind of unusual to just set up the downstream portion of the ditch and then only assess the downstream portion of the watershed. This blue line represents the entire watershed that's being drained into the ditch. The drainage board would like to see the entire ditch established as a regulated drain. Okay, and then everybody inside the blue watershed area would be paying toward the assessments on the maintenance.
Paying through their water bill?
Sorry?
How do they
You'll
pay?
Be assessed.
It would be a separate ditch tax attached to it, but we got something, a different twist we're going to add in just to let me get to it. But the drainage board doesn't have the authority to make something a regulated drain themselves without a petition from a landowner asking them to do it. And in this case, we're asking the city to partner with the county as landowners. They own most of the road, all the roads in this area, and asking them to partner with the county in this petition, requesting the drainage board to establish a hearing for establishing this as a regulated drain. But one thing that we've had in working with the Utility Services Board and Vincent Water Utilities is a lot of these areas out in here are in the city limits, okay? And nobody wanted to see them pay a ditch assessment plus a stormwater utility. So the Vincent Utility Services Board has already voted to support the idea of paying all of the city land within this area out of the stormwater utility.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so basically all the city landowners, they would not see an actual ditch assessment attached to their tax bill. Okay, we would send one tax bill to the utility service board for all the land within the city.
Okay.
The landowners in the county would see a ditch assessment attached to their tax bill. So.
And county commissioners have approved their. Right. County commissioners already voted on this.
The county commissioners have already signed a petition and agreed to work forward with it.
Is it still if we don't regulate this?
Yeah,
basically, not being regulated.
We added this portion in red. The portion under the cloverleaf and the objective M would still remain unregulated because the state's responsible for their part anyway, whether it's regulated or not. So it's a moot point, but the portion on the executive end, the city and the drainage board have all been reluctant in the past to take responsibility for those pipes that were put under the executive parking on private landowner.
And, right.
The current landowners have fully accepted the idea of those pipes being theirs. They're responsible for the maintenance on them. And, problems that might happen in the future.
So then our action would be as a landowner that we're going to petition for this conversion, and then the next step would be a public hearing.
The next step for the drainage board would be a public hearing. I'm going to go to the city council and
step is the council approve this tonight.
And you know that's on your agenda tonight. Do you know that this is on your agenda tonight? Okay. All right.
I had given an approval copy of it. Did you distribute it to everybody? Do you know? Or?
That's on tonight.
It's on the agenda.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Well, I had hoped that approval copies got.
Yeah, they've got
to you guys and the city council.
Okay.
Well, but technically, the Board of Works would act as a landowner on behalf of the city and sign the petition.
Okay. So that's what we're doing.
But we also want to get the city council's approval and support on the matter and give them a chance to weigh in on the issue as well.
So and the commissioners have already signed this.
Petition also.
Okay, great.
So that's what we're looking at.
I'll
be sticking around at 6 o'clock for the city council meeting also.
To do the same. Okay.
To address it there.
Great. Okay. So while the Board of Works will make a motion to sign a petition to convert the mutual drain, commonly referred to as Mill Creek in this document, to a regulated drain with subsequent action to be anticipated by the Vincennes City Council.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Great.
Thanks, Dick. We'll sign this. And
we actually executed three copies of the petition, not knowing if the Board of Works and the City Council wanted to have their own original copy for the record or not.
Okay.
That way we've got one for the City Council, the Board of Works, and the county, all three. So.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Thanks, Dick.
Thanks,
Dick.
Okay, next is,
get the map out of line.
Resolution 1-2014 General Fixed Asset Account Group. Do we need to do this? Make a motion, read it, and then
this is in
discuss
our attached documents.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want me to read this, or you want the beloved attorney to read this? Beloved attorney, would you read this resolution at our request?
But we need a motion.
I would like to make a motion that we approve resolution 1-2014 entitled the General Fixed Asset Account Group.
A second.
I'll second the motion.
All right, now you can read them.
Resolution 1-2014 of the Board of Public Works and Safety of the City of Vincennes. Essentially, this the city is required to keep a log or inventory of all assets. This is the housekeeping device so that certain smaller items don't have to be listed. They still have to be accounted for, but they don't have to be so closely followed. This increases the limit to $5,000 up from $300, which pretty small detailed amount. The bullet points are some items that may cost less than $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
For the nature that they want to keep track of those things.
Right. And with the technology being what it is, that's probably a good idea. And Dave, you're obviously fully in support of this action. So
this is what brought up by the state.
Right, 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 right.
Just for history on it, Bill Rose's third term, the beginning of his third term there in 89, when the one was done for $300.
Okay.
And those, the 5,000 mark is the State Board of Accounts.
Okay. Makes sense.
So we don't have to count every year.
Okay. So are there other questions of the board? Okay. I'll call the question. I haven't said that in 2 years of being on Board of Works. This is the first resolution we've passed. So all in favor?
Do we have to do it by card? Is all in favor?
It's all in favor. Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Next, we open bids for the City of Vincennes Second Street project. I told John to sit up here. We'll open and hand them to him. And
are those your ones?
Steve,
those are
not my gloves.
Steve, are these your gloves?
Might be dead.
You prefer gloves, Dick?
You guys open this?
Oh, we can. You can open them and I can read them, or
okay,
doesn't matter to me.
No trade places.
No, you're fine.
I'll just be the air boy.
First, it's Wabash Utilities.
First bid from Wabash Utilities. Total bid is $2,173,384.27.
Next is Milestone.
Milestone's bid is $2,317,369.55.
Next is Dyke Brothers.
Dyke Brothers' bid is $3,184,593.10.
Blankenberger.
Blankenberger's bid is $2,626,900 even. Regal's bid is $2,554,690.15.
Bless you. Just we make a motion and let.
Take him under advisement.
I make a motion that we take the bids for the Second Street project under advisement at this time.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
We are adjourned.
This is like ending the meeting in relation to.
didn't sign all the... Sign three of them, or...
I signed all three.
What?
Question?
It is a mess.
What did I say, 2.5?
But...
Yeah, the engineer's estimate was 2.3.
Engineer's estimate's 2.3.
But we had already deleted...
Your gloves.
Sorry.
Chili's gloves.
Okay.
How much?
They are mine.
They are yours.
Yep. Yep. Well,
Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Okay, she's gonna take these back and get bid tabs, and we hope to have bid tabs by Wednesday. You give me bid tabs by Wednesday, right?
Two people approached me within one.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, you got a piece of paper? I can write them down for you real quick. I don't know what bids I'm getting until 3 o'clock.
But I just want to formally dispel it. I figured you would take no credibility. Here's that.
I'm saying I don't know who I'm getting until 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock.
You mean they just come out of the chimney at 3 o'clock?
Yes.
Where did it come from?
They drop them off. I do.
Huh?
I do.
They drop them off at 3 o'clock?
Yes. Between 2:30 and 3 o'clock.